This is You Wish I Was Your Pound Cake, a Captain America fanfic written by Alma Sanguis and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG and contains the pairings James Bucky Barnes, Steve Rogers, and Ellen DeGeneres, Portia de Rossi, with additional tags for Coming Out, Domestic Fluff, Fluff and Crack, title from a song, Politicians Shall Not Use Steve's Name in Vain, Steve Rogers Is Not a Conservative, Short and Sweet, Humor, OTP, No, Not Without You. Author's Notes. Title from Flawless Remix by Beyoncé featuring Nicki Minaj, inspired by the political ads running right now. And today, I'd like to welcome a very special guest, Captain America! Ellen throws her arms up and out as Beyoncé's Star Spangled Man begins to play. Steve walks into the room, laughing at the song choice as he waves to the audience. He turns to Ellen and scoops her up into a powerful hug. It's so good to see you, Steve, Ellen says, pulling back. She squeezes his biceps through his Henley and adds, All of you. You're going to get me in trouble with Portia, Steve laughs. She's just jealous, Ellen says, as they both take their seats. Just this morning, she tried to convince me it was bring your spouse to work day. They both laugh. Now, Ellen says, leaning forward, I've been trying to get you on my show for months, and I know you're very busy with, you know, saving the world and stuff. So thank you for visiting on your day off. The crowd cheers and applauds, and Steve just grins. It's good to be here, Steve says, and he pauses before adding, especially in light of recent events. What the fuck is this shit? Steve shouts at the television. Conservative Ray Peach shares the same values as Captain America, an old man in a dark navy suit was saying on the television. That's why Ray Peach has voted 3 times to repeal Obamacare. He's pro-life and knows how to stand up against the bullies in D.C. Vote for Ray. Vote for conservative Christian values. Support Captain America. What in the actual fuck? Steve snarls, on his feet and his fists clenched and shaking. When did you start endorsing politicians? Clint asks. He doesn't, Bucky answers for Steve. Clint looks at him and begins to inch towards the doorway. Bucky was far too still, his face far too blank. Buck, Steve looked down. We need to make that announcement. And then he reaches down to the coffee table and grabs his phone, scrolls through his contact list before tapping on a name. Then he's putting the phone to his ear. Ellen, he says. It's Steve Rogers. Look, I was wondering if you had an open slot on your show. So you never endorsed Ray Peach? Ellen asks. I'd be setting myself up for failure if I did, Steve answers, a mischievous grin spreading across his face. What do you mean by that? Ellen presses. Well, Peach doesn't want gay couples to get married, right? Steve says. I have a problem with that, since I'm waiting for gay marriage to be legal in all states. And why are you waiting? Don't you have that picture I sent you? I don't know. Do we have that? Ellen glances to the screen behind her. A picture of Tony being yelled at by Pepper and Bruce came up. Oh, wait. Wrong one. I like that one, too, Steve says with a laugh. What did he do? Ellen asks. Steve shrugs. With Tony, it could have been any number of things. He's a good guy, but he's hell to live with. Ah, here we go, Ellen says, the picture of Tony fading away and replaced by a picture of Steve sitting on the floor, his back to the couch, and a weapon disassembled around him. He has a gun piece in one hand and was accepting a beer from Bucky in the other. Bucky leaning over and pressing his lips to Steve's in an obviously sweet kiss. Hashtag OpGetCapMarried starts trending worldwide only seconds after the segment airs. The end. Reader's Notes. This podfic was recorded for Brass Mama, who's having kind of a shitty day today, and, well, Ellen makes everything better. Hope it makes you smile. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day.